Hello and welcome to the podcast. Today we're joined by Patty Jocks and Carolyn Roth, and they are from Gifts for All God's Children. And what we're going to be talking about today is growing your ministry through the Gifts for All God's Children model. And Patty, why don't you start right off the bat? Tell us, what is Gifts for All God's Children for those of us out there who may not know?
Well, in 1988, Gifts for All God's Children began as a Christmas outreach, sponsoring children in the inner city with people and families in the suburban churches. So that was our goal. But now God had a much bigger plan. So we have a year-round ministry where we connect. Our real goal is to connect kids to Christ through connecting them back into the city churches. So we partner with churches that are in Detroit, Pontiac, Flint, and help them reach out to the children and the families.
And one of the places it got started at was East Bethlehem, right?
Well, in 2009, we went on an urban tour, and we stopped at East Bethlehem, and they had been praying for 2.5 years since their school closed on what to do as a church. And God had this huge plan that we are still seeing the fruits of. So East Bethlehem has become our model congregation, and we are excited to partner with them.
And Carolyn, you've got some great history with East Bethlehem as a teacher, a principal. It's kind of been your home for a few years, hasn't it?
Right. I didn't start in 1873 when it was founded.
145 years. By the way, you just celebrated 145
correct.
Years at
yes,
East Bethlehem.
Yes.
That's
and
incredible.
Yes. And we started out when we came there in 1965, it was a 1,300 member church and had a school. That was why we came, because we came as Christian Day School children, or teachers, my husband and I. And we grew to 200 students at one time, 200 plus students. And then the church began to have an exodus when many people left the city of Detroit. And so we came down to probably only 50 people in our church, and our school went to 60, and we had to close it because we couldn't support it anymore. So that's the history so far. And then we were just praying and praying, what do we do at this church? Mm-hmm. Because we had this big building, all these classrooms, and we still wanted to do ministry to children, but we didn't know how we could do it with such a few number of people mm-hmm. and no money.
and so that's kind of how Gifts for All God's Children got involved mm-hmm. and how they stepped up and really made a huge difference, right?
Right, right. Well, they came on Martin Luther King Day. We didn't even know anybody really from their organization, and they just came down and said, we're stopping in to see how things are here. Can we do anything to help you with your ministry? Well, that was a answered prayer from the beginning. We felt like God just intervened, and so then they came and helped us with a Valentine's party. We started our first Valentine's party. We had about 50 some children there, and then we followed that up with Sunday school the next Sunday, the very first day that we opened that Sunday school for after at least 10 years that we hadn't had Sunday school there. So it was the beginning of children walking down the hallways once again and filling our building. Miracles.
Yeah. And it's Gifts for All God's Children is so much more than just gifts at Christmas time, isn't it? There's so much more that you guys do.
Yes, we have a year-round actually calendar, and you're in our model. We start, I guess, would say, with Valentine's outreaches, and then we do Easter fairs and huge Easter baskets we put together that we give out to many of the inner city churches. Then we do a huge summer ministry. We've been doing 5 weeks of camp at East Bethlehem. We do field trips for the children that are coming to East Bethlehem. We reward behavior, reward people that are coming. We also do back to school, so the children that are coming to East Bethlehem get new backpacks with school supplies. They also get school uniforms and shoes. And we also do Christmas, and we just partner with them all the time. We started our tutoring center 4 years ago, so on Tuesdays and Thursdays now we have one-on-one tutoring and making huge, huge changes in lives.
That's incredible. One-on-one tutoring. There's still a need, though, right? You still
need lots of tutors. We have children on the waiting list that would love to come to East Bethlehem, but we do not have enough tutors. So on any Tuesday or Thursday, they can just go through our website or call my number, and we can fix them up. And we have great program. We have computers, laptops for the kids. We have IXL curriculum. We have, you know, security on staff. And we actually have now the tutors can actually ride to Detroit in vans on Tuesday and Thursday, leaving from Faith Troy. So we have transportation for tutors, too.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. And you've seen, Carolyn, you've seen lives changed because of the CKC tutoring and Gifts for All God's Children, haven't you?
I sure have. Would you like me to tell a story about it?
Absolutely. Okay. Yeah, fill us in.
Well, I'm going to tell you the story about the family across the street. Four children and a mom that was only 26, and she has four children, age 8 down to 4 or 3. Mm. And she started coming to our church when we had a barbecue. She enrolled her kids in the camp because we had the barbecue to try to reach out to the community. She enrolled her kids in camp, and it was the first place she really said she ever felt safe. And because she had a very rough beginning, she was ran away at 16 and had to, because of an abusive situation in her home. And so she was living with this older man, and it was just not a good thing. And so God, through our ministry, just I guess revived her, brought the smile back on her face. Whenever you'd look at her countenance, she always looked sad. But as she started to come to our church, I could just see the Lord was breathing life back into her family. And so they became involved in everything. And because they lived across the street, they would see us come, and they would come running and saying, you know, they called me grandma. She had not gone to high school because she dropped out of school. So through the prayers and help of our church, she started going to get her GED, so she graduated with that. And then this past year, she went to Dorsey Schools and got her degree in medical assistant. And so she's now working, very happy. She calls me up now and wants to share what's going on in her life. Still a lot of challenges, but she really feels that as a refuge, a place where, and they were baptized. They were baptized actually 4 years ago.
Oh.
And she was baptized with the children also. Yeah. So yes, wonderful. God did wonderful things in their life.
That's awesome. So not only meeting those children, but also meeting the adults too.
Oh yes.
And changing lives there. Yeah, so that's incredible. You talked about baptisms, and one of the cool things that I got a chance to see, and it wasn't long ago, was 15 or 16 people get baptized at East Bethlehem. And it had been a while.
Right.
Since you've had something
like
that.
We started out last 2019. We started out with two families, and I don't think you were there for that, Jeff, but we had two moms and three children from those families that were baptized. And then as Pastor Paul, our missionary at large at our church, said, you know, some had to plant the seed, some had to water it, and now it was the harvest time. And so these children came in, and we had one Sunday we had 16, and then we had another about 7 or 8 the following Sunday. And the thing is that once the children saw this baptism happening, it was like the Lord sparked something in their heart, and the children asked their parents if they could be baptized.
Yeah.
So it was just a God thing.
And this was something that happened. It went from dormant to now you've got kids. It's a thriving program. And that's kind of what I want to talk about now is how can other churches, other places replicate a model like this that you have, I don't want to say perfected, but you're working on, that you've implemented.
Yes. Well, it is exciting, especially when about maybe 5 years ago, I realized we had a model. You know, we've never had business plans and all these. We're actually a bunch of nurses and teachers that are kind of running this organization, but the good Lord is faithful. And so the model really is a year-round model, and prayer is the basis that we have always used. We actually have prayer for the children, and prayer impact and prayer for the city is part of our model. And but besides all the prayer that goes into everything, there's outreach events that are planned intentionally. We have a calendar that goes from, you know, January till December, and we already know at East Bethlehem, you know, the 5 weeks that we're going to do summer camp this year, and when their back to school event is, and when Christmas parties are, and Valentine parties. So we have these pillars that, so the first one is to plan intentionally, and then that we are a connector. So we connect people of faith in suburban and urban settings to work together. Instead of being a silo congregation or a silo ministry, we are very much into connecting the children and the churches. And then the thing that East Bethlehem, and we didn't realize this at the beginning, how important the documentation and the follow-up was of East Bethlehem or any church that's going to want to work with us, is once the children come to your outreach events, you have to have somebody with a great Excel you know, spreadsheet that you keep track of every child and every family and you and their phone numbers and texting. And that's what East Bethlehem or the churches that we're working with have to do is follow up and keep inviting the families back.
And build that relationship.
And that's what they're doing. Everything that we do, every time they come in the building, you're building those relationships. And then, I mean, of course, part of our pillars is that we value every child and every family. And actually, and we value every church that God still has in the city and in the suburbs. But, you know, in those neighborhoods, the children don't go into the church. The families do not go into those churches. So that's where Gifts for All God's Children, I would say, shines, is to, by helping get the children and the families back into the churches.
And I would say the key pillar is follow-up. And the reason that is because that will build the relationship. That will let them know they're valuable. I can just tell you that making phone calls to invite them to the next event or just to call them up and ask them, do you have something? How are you doing? Can we pray for you in some way? Mm. Those let them know that we really care. And so, I mean, I that pillar should be right in the middle. But always, it's going to hold up everything else. And it's hard. It's a lot of hard work.
It is work.
It takes a lot of intentional planning and somebody that will, you know, you could get a crew of people that will make phone calls, and that's okay. But we just need to touch base with those families, not just have them enter the building once and not talk to them that much, but with the parents especially, I think, get that connection.
Oh, that's very cool. Now, if someone wants to get involved with Gifts for All God's Children, where can they go? Where should we tell them?
Go to our website. We actually have a contact page. So if they go to, you know, giftsforallgodschildren.org, that's best. Or they can call, you know, my phone, 248-933-7472. Or actually email is even the best, too, pjocks@giftsforallgodschildren.org. But we actually are very excited. We have seven churches, I think, now that they're in, I would say, enthused, or they're just, they looked at what happened at East Bethlehem and they said, well, how come we do not have the children and we don't have any baptisms and what's going on there? Mm-hmm. So now we have actually seven churches that are working with us to take the model and replicate in their churches in Detroit.
Oh, that's awesome. How does that make you feel when you hear something like that? Hard work that you put in.
We never had a plan and we never dreamed what God was going to do, but He is a faithful God and He supplies all our needs.
Well, ladies, want to thank you guys so much for all your time, all your effort and Gifts for All God's Children in East Bethlehem. Really, really amazing. Patty, Carolyn, thanks so much. We appreciate it. And I know great things are in store for Gifts for All God's Children at East Bethlehem. Both.